Views expressed by the guests and telephone participants do not necessarily express the views of the management, staff, or sponsors of AM 950 KHI.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sowed. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land.
Inch by inch, by inch, row by row, it's the Garden Goddess Show. And we are FM 104.5.
And AM 950 KHI,
the voice of the foothills. Good morning, everyone. Oh, now that Connie vacated and we're all here with our blue jeans on.
And and our trying to get our earphones set here.
There you go.
Can I hear now?
Yeah. Can you hear me now? We can hear you now. Yes, indeed. What a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning out there, everybody. It's gorgeous.
Just
gorgeous.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, yes.
And my horse Chestnut Tree is going to be in bloom this week.
Oh, boy.
I hope it comes into bloom before it rains.
I'll have to come by and admire it because it's very pretty.
You could do a drive-by.
Yes. I'll go out of the nursery the back way.
There you go. Yep. So...
Oh my goodness, today's the 12th. It's month's almost over.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. I'm another year older.
That's right,
from
you are.
Last Saturday.
Yes. Yep. We celebrated Erlene's birthday this last week.
Yes, we did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Got together with my two staples.
Yes.
Cindy and Nancy. We worked together for many, 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 many years.
Yeah.
And we tried to get together at least once a month, but we got together for my birthday.
Yes.
It was my birthday.
It was a delicious and entertaining lunch.
Yes, it was. Yep, so much so I had to come home and make chili. I made chili day before yesterday.
So you didn't get enough that.
I did not. Yep. Nope. And then I sent a little Tupperware thing of it home with Phoebe yesterday.
Nice.
Because she's working in her yard today.
Oh, she working on her garden?
You're working in her garden.
She does a nice garden, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Very
cool. Some things did rub off. Actually, with both of my girls, Angelina plants a garden. She starts a lot of her stuff from seed.
Uh-huh.
She likes, because she lets the kids.
Yeah.
She lets the kids do the seeds, and then they get to watch them grow. And
That's great, starting the kids out doing that.
Start them early.
They'll be gardeners, too, and she married into a gardening family. So, you know, they get it.
Yep.
They get it from... Both sides.
Both sides. So it's fantastic.
It is.
So you can be thinking about planting your garden. Cindy did the soil test this morning.
Yep.
With a thermometer.
Yes. Not with my fanny.
Not with her fanny.
But yes, the soil temperature at my house, and I'm in North Auburn, so I might be a little cooler, but the soil temperature was 60 degrees, and that's just the regular soil. It wasn't a raised bed or anything like that. So a raised bed typically will be a little bit warmer. But it was 60 degrees, so we're getting there.
We are getting there. Yep. time to plot it out.
Uh-huh.
Figure out what you're going to plant.
Get the soil amendments and spread them out to work in and make your little map, your little diagram, what's going to go where. I used to keep really good notes about what I planted every year, and then I would lose them. So I never knew what I was picking, you know, which kind of tomato or which kind of garlic. Or they all just went in the same pile. And
well, the tomatoes were easy for me.
Yes, you only plant one variety.
I only do one variety. Well, now, yeah. But back
in the day.
Back in the day, it was pretty easy to tell the pineapple
from the Cherokee
purple. Yeah. And all of the little cherry tomatoes we used to grow. We grew a lot of cherry tomatoes.
Yeah.
All the different colors. They made such a pretty salad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Just slice them in half, and they were fantastic.
Yep.
So, but nowadays I just grow canning.
Yep.
That's the way life goes.
Yep. Well, because you can eat them cooked, right?
I can have them cooked.
Yep.
Can't have them raw.
Yep. So, you know, life changes.
Kind of reminds me of Walter.
Yeah.
The tomato man.
Yeah.
He grew the tomatoes. He grew beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tomatoes. And he couldn't eat them. He gave them all away.
Yep. He gave them to the doctor's office and the dentist's
yep.
office and the grocery store lady.
And Erlene.
And Erlene. And
yep.
Yep. He was off the neighbors. And
yeah, it was fantastic. It was great.
Shared the wealth with them all.
Absolutely. So I was in the store this morning.
Yes.
Oh, boy, do they have a lot of Mother's Day stuff.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. It was, I was blown away a little bit.
The decoration crew was busy this week.
Yep. It looks great. There's cards and bags and candles and
aprons.
You'll have to just come in and check it out.
Yep.
Seriously, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we just got in a shipment of orchids, I noticed yesterday. They were putting away.
And there's tons of color out
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. They've got the geraniums, actually. Aren't they a hot buy? The 1 gallon of geraniums are a hot buy.
Oh, yeah, for $6.95.
Yep, this
oh,
week.
Oh, that's
But
a
they've
good
got
deal.
Some in the big 10-inch cash pots that are absolutely gorgeous. And lots of fun stuff for Mother's Day, which
yep.
is only, what, two weeks away, I think.
I don't know.
I think it's 2 weeks. Let's see.
But you know what's happening next Saturday?
What? Three weeks away.
It is the Auburn Garden Club, Gardening in the Foothills. They're having their annual fundraiser Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 1. They're going to have perennials, bedding, vegetables, trees, etc. Garden-related tools, pots, art, all that good stuff. It is at a new location this year. It will be out at the Mount Vernon Grange Hall, which is on Bell Road. Do they still call it the Grange Hall?
I think so.
I guess so. So anyway, the Auburn Garden Club, and I'll announce it again, next Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Grange Hall, Mount Vernon Grange Hall, they're having a their little plant sale. It's a little
yeah.
annual fundraiser. So,
and it's a perfect time to pick up plants for summer, spring and summer planting.
And they will have different, I mean, they're going to have different varieties. So,
yeah,
go check it out.
Yep. It'll be fun.
It will be. It will be spectacular.
Yes. And I noticed driving in that they're having expired medicines and pill drop-off, and it's going to be at Evie Kane School next weekend rather than the police station. So,
yep.
New location this year for them, too.
And they are telling you to come in on the Palm Avenue side.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a drive-through.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah. Okay. What else do you have to share? We were busy yesterday unpacking loads and loads and loads of stuff, but it was mainly just our normal pesticides and things like that. But we've got the little gardening benches that you can kneel on or sit on, which is great for us older mothers and nice. Older fathers. You know, so, but the store is fully stocked for spring, boy.
That's what you want to hear on a day like today.
Yep.
I know.
Yep, we got to have our roller skates on this kind of weekend.
Yes, you will. You know what the other hot buy is this week at Green Acre Nursery and Supply? Are their fiber fruit trees.
Yeah.
They're starting at $35, which is $10 off. They were in the 12-inch fiber pots, they were $45, so they're starting at $35. So if you're in the market for a fruit tree, heck, fire, now's the time to get them.
It sure is.
Yep. And we got to go to break.
Okay.
That's what she's telling me.
She's telling us.
And we didn't give out the phone number.
Oh.
Give us a call,
530-885-3565.
There we go. Off to break we go.
In the heating and air conditioning business, the state of California has millions of regulations. But surprisingly, almost nothing when it comes to the technical knowledge required of a heating and air technician.
That means they can send a salesman to your home that looks like a true technician but knows next to nothing when servicing your heating and air system. His only focus is to sell you a new one. That'll never happen with Big Mountain's two-for-one rejuvenation of your heating and air system. With our 2 to 3 hour truly comprehensive two-part service of both your furnace and your air conditioner with a written guarantee against breakdown, or the service will be free all year long. Total cost $78, or save $2,500 on a brand new heating and air system plus an additional $500 rebate. Replace your old R22 system. Details at 916-378-6270 or
BigMountainAir.com.
Petunias or marigolds? Fruit trees or shade trees? Patio furniture? Pottery? Some choices are fun to make, and choosing the best garden center is one of them. Stop into Green Acres Nursery and Supply today. You'll dig our great prices and better quality. Plant blueberries as an attractive evergreen shrub with healthy, tasty fruit. 2 gallon size starting at $22.50 on Hot Buy. Green Acres Nursery and Supply. I dig greenacres.com. Do you?
Placid Farm Supply, the Big Red Barn on Highway 80 in Newcastle. With the new year, it's time to spray the weeds, lay down the fertilizer, and soon time to plant the pastures. Fix or replace the fence. Ever hear the term good fences make great neighbors? Well, it's true. Bring your plan to Placid Farm Supply and our knowledgeable staff will get you started. We've got your critters covered too, from livestock and poultry to cat and dog. We can feed them all. Placid Farm Supply, the Big Red Barn on Highway 80 in Newcastle. Come see us for all your critter and farming and ranching needs.
A message from Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous.
I came to Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous overweight and depressed. I was dieting, binging, stealing food, and lying about it for years.
For help, call 781-932-6300 or visit foodaddicts.org.
I knew I had a weight problem. I didn't know I was addicted to food.
The FA program gave me a healthy body. I'm free from obsessing about my weight or food.
Call FA 781-932-6300 or visit us on our website at foodaddicts.org.
No spin, just facts. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here, inviting you to join me every evening at 7 on KAHI AM and FM. Monday through Friday at 7, the No Spin News. You will like it. No spin, just facts on KAHI. Always looking out for you.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds.
Hey, did we get any calls?
Lila's mic, is it working? No, Lila's mic isn't working.
Oh, no.
So
how about Paul? Is Paul working? Okay, well, she's answering the phone, so we'll have to do it.
She said she would bring us the names.
Okay.
Yes. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. So she, but she can't chip in and join the conversation.
Darn it.
So, darn it. Yes. I'm glad she's still able to answer the phone.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
Okay. So, you can give us a call at
530-885-3565. And you will be the lucky recipient of a $25 gift card to Green Acres Nursery and Supply.
Yes.
Thank you, Green Acres Nursery and Supply, for supporting our program.
Yes.
And letting us give away that $25 gift card.
And it makes somebody a happy gardener.
That's right.
Yes. Every week. So.
And you do need to come in to Green Acres at Isley's to pick up your gift card, but then you can use it at any of their other locations.
Yes.
I know.
And there are seven of them.
And they are busy bees this time of year.
We are.
Boy, do we remember that.
Yes.
Yep. So we have the Auburn store.
Yes. The Citrus Heights store.
The Elk Grove.
Folsom.
Rockland.
Roseville.
And Sacramento.
Yes. So, seven stores for you to explore. And I noticed on this that the Elk Grove location is going to have a demo of the Big Green Egg Barbecue, I think that is, from 11 to 2.
Uh-huh.
And the Roseville location will be having a Weber demo from 10 to 2 weekend. Yeah, today.
Yep. Saturday, April 20th.
Yep.
Absolutely. So. And both of those locations have the outdoor living. The Auburn store does not carry the outdoor living.
Yeah.
Not enough room.
Yeah. So check out one of those locations if you're thinking about getting a new barbecue.
They have a great selection.
Yeah.
I've been to all of them, all of the Green Acres, but the one down in Elk Grove, everything is indoors.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And, well, Roseville, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yep.
Go check it out if you're in the market for some new outdoor living or barbecue. Mm-hmm. They have a great selection of items to assist you.
Yes.
In your...
Yeah. Umbrellas and chairs and all kinds of stuff.
So,
yep.
Go check it out.
Indeed.
Yep. And for the very first time this morning at 7 o'clock when I went in, there was lots of people in the parking lot. Usually there's nobody there in the parking lot at 7. But, boy, welcome to spring. Welcome to spring. Good morning, ladies. Yep. They're out for their little morning walk.
Yes. Yes. And I think we're going to the farmer's market for a brief stroll this morning after the show. Check out the stuff.
All right, Miss Lila, how we doing?
Okay. I have Carrie.
Just a second. Harry?
Carrie.
Oops. Get my pen working.
Nancy.
Teresa.
Johnny. And I have Steve and Judy.
So is that two different ones?
Yes. Benji.
Like C's Candy?
Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Steve and Judy, yes.
Okay.
And Roberta.
Ooh.
And they have questions.
Oh.
Steve would like to know if you guys recommend a brand for treatment for the peach leaf curl.
Oh. So Steve's question is peach leaf curl. Is that all the names? Or?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Peach leaf curl, it's too late to spray for the peach leaf curl fungus itself.
Yep.
With the dormant spray, but it's not too late to treat it with fish emulsion with kelp.
That's right.
And that is the only thing that will help relieve your tree.
Yeah.
And it really is the kelp that does it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the fish emulsion with kelp, what that does is it encourages new growth. So sometimes the tree will defoliate when you spray. And if it does that, don't panic. Should relief out again for you. But I know this year it was tough to get in and spray with the dormant sprays because of our weather and timing and all of that stuff. So really this time of year, fish emulsion with kelp.
That's right.
That's your best friend. And actually, you can spray your whole yard with it.
Yeah, that's why I said it's not going to hurt anything.
Nope.
It's going to help everything.
And I finally fertilized my doggone mandarin tree.
Well, by golly.
You know?
By golly, maybe you'll get extra mandarins this year.
I don't know. I was pretty lucky last year. My little trees.
Yeah, they were brand new last year.
Brand new. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no, they were a year old.
Oh, okay.
But they're still pretty tiny little trees, and I got eight mandarins.
Yeah.
I know. So I'll look forward to the mandarin season again. All right.
Somebody on the phone, so I'm going to go put them in.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got a caller. Lila's going to go back in her little cubby, and she's going to transfer the call to us. We got a question, maybe. I hope you know the answer, Cindy.
Yeah. Oh, one of us does.
Are we there?
Hello?
Good morning. We don't have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
I guess that's not working either.
Okay. You'll have to, well.
We're trying. Hello? Hello? Hello?
It's hard. Okay.
Okay, maybe that's them calling back. Okay. We hear the call back, maybe.
Poor Lila, she's working with a handicap there.
Yes, she certainly is. And now the other phone's ringing. Be patient, callers. And I don't know. Are we there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Good, ladies. This is Judy up in Applegate.
Hey, Judy up in Applegate.
Hey, is there a more of a homemade remedy for aphids? I have a miniature rose that I've had for years, and it was doing great, and all of a sudden it didn't look so good. And I'm looking under the leaves, and sure enough, there's these little teeny white things there, and the leaves are starting to kind of curl.
Are they flying?
I haven't noticed any. It isn't full of them.
Okay.
Just beginning, and I want to get it before it gets worse.
Well, the horticultural oil or the safer soap are what we are legally allowed to tell you. We aren't allowed to give homemade recipes.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
So what was the second one? Some kind of oil or?
It's a horticultural oil.
Oh, okay.
Or a safer soap.
Oh, safer soap. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does it work?
Suffocation, basically.
Yeah.
Do you have to go under each leaf?
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty
really?
Much. Yeah.
Yep.
So okay. You have to be able to spray upwards under the foliage.
Oh, okay. Is it something that I would mix in a bottle, a spray
yes.
bottle? And then, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So horticulture oil or safe soap.
Yeah.
Yep. The one thing that we're going to tell you over the air is do not use dishwashing soap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, don't use what?
Don't use, some folks use the dishwashing soap as an alternative, but we do not recommend doing that.
Yeah.
It's a detergent.
Yeah, it's not a true soap. If you were going to use soap, you'd want a true soap like Castile or Ivory or something like that. But we cannot recommend it because it's not labeled for plants.
It's not labeled for to get aphids. So your best bet is to come in and get some horticultural oil.
Oh, yeah, I think I will because this is a special miniature rose that a friend gave me years ago, and it's been beautifully. And it was always yellow roses, and now they're beautiful pink roses, which is weird. I know. I found that really odd.
Interesting.
But I want to save it. It's very special to me. So another question real quick. Why, I know I heard that the Mandarin Festival now after many years up here, is moving down to Roseville. Uh-huh. Why are they moving down there, and where are the grounds in Roseville?
Well, the grounds is the Roseville Fairgrounds, I think.
Yes.
And oh. I am not at liberty to be able to tell you why, because I don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yep, I don't know the dynamics of it. I just,
okay.
Today was the first day I heard that they were moving down to Roseville. So,
yeah,
I'm really in the know as much as you.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, I'm really disappointed that they're leaving our beautiful fairgrounds and bringing that business up here to Auburn, but, you know, it is what it is. But
yeah.
Okay, so it's most likely at the Roseville Fairgrounds.
Correct.
Say the okay.
Yep.
All righty. Okay, well, I'll be in and get some of that oil or say soap.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, and Cindy will be there later today.
Yeah.
What are you working today?
10 to 6 today.
10 to 6. So there you go. Come in and say hi. But we're going to go to the farmer's market today
first.
After.
Yeah.
Yep, in between. So.
Okay. And then we have Rob on the phone also.
I'm here.
Oh, hey. Hi, Rob.
Okay, you guys might remember me. I used to sit behind the microphone once a month.
Yes, we
yes.
do remember you, Rob.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. So my call-in is just to remind you and all of the listeners that 1 week from today, the Auburn Garden Club is going to have their annual fundraiser.
Yes.
Which is their plant sale.
Yes.
With perennials and bedding and vegetables.
You must not be listening.
Talked about this?
We mentioned
we
it, yes.
We already did talk about it this morning.
Well, you know, it's good advertising. You tell them once and you tell them again.
And then you remind them at the end.
That's right. And it's going to be out at the Mount Vernon Grange Hall.
Yes, it's at the Mount Vernon Grange Hall just west of 49 on Bell Road. And it'll be from 9 to 1 p.m. A week from today.
Yep.
Good times can be had by all gardeners.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And I'll have some native plants that I've been growing there. As well, some styrax and some coffee berry and such like that.
So oh,
there'll
fun.
Be, there'll be a nice variety of plants to choose from.
Wonderful.
So, and now I have a gardening question on top of this.
Okay.
What do I use to get rid of moss off of the walkways and roof?
We do have a spray for that. I forget the moss kill, I think is the name of it, or moss off, something like that.
I tried moss out and it did nothing.
Oh,
well, actually, it did. It made the moss look really happy.
Oh,
oh, it's supposed to make it turn black.
Yeah.
No, it turned bright green.
Oh, nice.
Started growing.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's like okay, I'm fertilizing this stuff. I'm not
yeah.
killing it.
Well, yeah. It likes a acid environment, so I would alkaline it with lime or, you know, something like that probably.
Yeah, that's what we used to use under the benches, Rob. We would put lime, so you could use lime on your sidewalk. I don't know about using it on your roof line because then it'll drop down
into the flower beds, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, okay, well.
You know, or baking soda. Is alkaline.
Oh.
So maybe a baking soda spray or something like that. Again, it's not labeled for that,
yeah.
So we can't recommend it. But
no.
But those are some thoughts on the subject.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if I use baking soda, I can scrape it up and make some bread.
Yeah, or cookies or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay,
yeah.
Guys. Well, I just wanted to get that info about the fundraiser in and get your thoughts on moss. So thank you very much.
Good to hear from you.
It's good to talk with you.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Have a great day.
I hope you and Wendy are doing well. Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
Okay. I dropped the...
You did drop the paper.
Yes.
I know.
So, are we...
Breaking.
Yes. That's a good point to take a break.
Yep. Because we're 5 minutes over.
Yes. So
off we go.
Yes, we will be back shortly.
Auburn's department store is McCullough's in the Auburn Town Center. McCullough's carries all the name brand products you're looking for. Right now, you'll find deals on Hydro Flask, just right for spring and summer. Women's and men's t-shirts by Life is Good, Old Guys Rule, and Laid Back. And men's Hawaiian-made Aloha shirts, just right for the warmer weather. Everything you need is all in one store, right here in Auburn. McCullough's Department Store in the Auburn Town Center, right off of Elm.
Lindsay's Cleaning Services is an award-winning residential and commercial cleaning service. They've been voted best house cleaning service, best customer service, and best place to work in Auburn, Roseville, Rockland, Loomis, Colfax, Folsom, even El Dorado Hills. Mention K-High and get 10% off your first cleaning service. Give them a call and find out why they are voted best of the best year after year. Call 530-745-4227 or check out IJustWantItClean.com.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Voice of the Foothills.
Hi, I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer.
I'm David Van Camp, the Millennial.
And me, Scott Robbins, the Boomer.
Check out the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show weekdays 1 to 4.
We talk about everything that's going on in the world.
And we make fun of it all.
Three generations coming together to make sense of it all.
And have some fun at the same time.
And see how much we can tweak Robbins.
Gosh dang it.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Voice of the Foothills.
FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden.
We are back.
We are back.
All yes.
On the radio.
I'm facing forward, but we're back.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have our back to the wall.
That's right.
Or the back to the hallway.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yep. Beautiful, beautiful day.
I know.
I know. I'm looking over across the street at all the trees that are coming into. Getting their leaves back on. It's, yep. And my maple tree's a little slow coming out of dormancy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yep. I've got irises starting to bloom.
To bloom?
Yep. My peonies bloomed and starting to fade.
Oh.
Already. It didn't last too long because it warmed up now.
It got too warm.
Yeah. But my sweet peas are growing
Aww.
And budding, so they'll be blooming soon to take the place of the peony.
There we go.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my wild weed marigolds are, not marigolds, morning glories.
Oh, my gosh. morning glories.
While I was testing my soil temperature, I noticed I have seedlings, so I need to get out there with the trowel.
Yes.
And disturb the seedlings.
Morning glories are beautiful, but boy, do they take over.
Yes.
Yes.
And when I try to move them to plant them where I want them,
they don't.
Yeah,
they don't do so good.
They say, nope, I don't want to be there. I want to be over here.
Yep.
So
is that microphone working?
You tell me.
Yes.
It
okay.
is.
Yes.
Oh, good girl.
Now okay. we can hear you.
She figured it out.
Got to use the guest mic, but that's okay.
Hey, it works.
Okay. I'm going to give you some names.
Okay.
Okay. I have Karen W.
Karen W.
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Cheryl C.
Cheryl C.
Jim.
Jim.
Eric N.
My paper's not going. Eric N.
Dale.
I got Dale.
Patty.
Got Patty.
I got Patty.
And then we got both Judy and Rob from the phone calls, correct?
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
We got them.
Nice.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Thanks,
and
everybody.
The phone number, if you do want to call, is
530-885-3565. And we'll put your name in Cindy's Dirty Shoe for a $25 gift card to Green Acres Nursery and Supply.
That's right.
Yep. Yippee, yippee, yippee.
So now is the time if you want to start your seedlings of squash and pumpkins and cucumbers and things like that. You're probably close enough to planting that this would be a good opportunity to get some seeds started in pots. It's almost time to just start them directly in the ground, but we are going to have another little cold spell next weekend. So, you know.
Hold off.
Yeah, it just kind of depends how cold it gets.
Hold off.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean you can't come get your plants and babysit them.
Yep.
In your laundry room or
porch
spare bedroom.
Or covered porch.
Covered porch.
Yep. And we always recommend Mother's Day as the weekend to plant your garden. Down in the valleys, you can do it a little week or two earlier. Up in the higher elevations, you may want to wait a week or two later.
Yeah.
Because we never know what Mother Nature might send our way. We've had some pretty cold Memorial Day weekends.
She is so unpredictable.
She is.
I know. She has snowed on us before. Oh, are you coming loose?
Yeah, my little thing there, they've already broken it.
Doggone it. Well, we'll have to get Brad.
Yep.
Tell him it needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Brad. Cindy didn't do it. It was already done.
That's right. That's right. It was damaged between last week and this week.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Beautiful time of year. I love spring. Fall actually is my favorite just because the hot temperatures, they're starting to cool down. But spring is the time to be planting your summer garden.
Yes.
Again, if you want to get in a citrus tree or a fruit tree, now is the time to do it. I would not wait much longer because you want that root system to get developed before our hot temperatures hit us in typically July, August.
Yeah.
Are the ones that we have to worry about. The plant needs to be able to take up water, and if they don't have a nice root system established, they can't take up enough water to sustain them.
Don't plan a great big landscaping job in June, July, and August.
If you can hold off to do it, that's the best. That's the best recommendation we can give you.
It's so hard for the plants to
thrive.
To draw up enough water to keep the top happy and healthy. And it's so hard to balance adequate water to overwatering or underwatering, and the plants just struggle the whole summer, you know, the whole first year when you plant them in the summer. So,
but you still have time to do it now.
Yes, you do.
You got about another month and a half.
Yep.
I'd say another month.
Yep. We've been going through tons of grass seed, people refurbishing their lawns.
Nice.
You have another maybe couple weeks to do that.
And how about pasture mix? Do we still have the pasture
mixes? We do still have pasture
mixes.
There
you go. Yep. For you folks out there with cattle and horses and goats and sheep and
llamas.
Llamas. I know. There's a lot of llamas
emus.
A lot of llamas out here these days. And alpacas.
Yep.
That's the word.
So, yeah, we do have pasture grasses if you are in need of refurbishing a pasture area or putting in a new pasture area.
Nice.
So, as well as our traditional lawn seeds and whatnot.
Yeah. The overseeding works really well because the birds have a hard time seeing the seed.
Yeah.
If you're just out there putting in a new lawn or a new pasture, you've got to be able to cover that seed up or you're going to have lots of birdies in your yard.
Yeah.
Yep. And, oh, she's answering the phone. Yep.
But I was going to say something and I forgot. Oh, we get a lot of people this time of year wanting to plant wildflower seeds because they're blooming so beautifully. This is not the time to plant wildflower seeds or daffodils or tulips. All of those things you plant in the fall, the wildflowers need those fall rains, fall and winter rains to get going. And they germinate in the cool weather. So put that on your calendar for September, October.
Right. But you can do some of the mixes, the annual mixes.
Right.
That are available.
Uh-huh. And in an area that's irrigated, yeah.
Yeah, Botanical Interest does a really good job on mixes.
They do.
There's like hummingbird mix and
grandma's flower mix for like cut flowers and a lot of different ones for shade, and they're fun. They have some unusual stuff in them, you know, so you never know quite what you're going to get.
It's a surprise.
That's right. So,
yep.
If you have
Miss
an area,
Lila.
That's fine.
I have four names for you.
Okay.
I have Sharon.
Okay.
Patty T. Trish. And Maria R.
You got Maria?
I'll get Maria.
Okay.
And it is time for a break.
Another. Oh. Well, that's right. We were long the middle one.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Off we go to nowhere.
There's always a way. For what? Well, to make your life better, happier, more fulfilling, but you need the right tools. Now that's where I come in. Hi, Mary Jane Poff here. That's my goal with Pop Talk, in search of truth. I look for all areas of life and mind, body, and spirit to add a life force that can change your life. When? Saturday, 5 to 7 a.m., Sunday, 9 to 11 p.m., or 24/7 at khi.com. Just click on Listen, then Audio on Demand, and we'll journey together with Pop Talk.
Petunias or marigolds? Fruit trees or shade trees? Patio furniture? Pottery? Some choices are fun to make, and choosing the best garden center is one of them. Stop into Green Acres Nursery and Supply today. You'll dig our great prices and better quality. Plant blueberries as an attractive evergreen shrub with healthy, tasty fruit, 2-gallon size, starting at $22.50 on Hot Buy. Green Acres Nursery and Supply. I dig greenacres.com. Do you?
Because KHI cares. Here's another KHI Community Bulletin Board.
If food rules your life, get help and support from a group that understands your situation. Overeaters Anonymous is a support group for eating disorders. There are no weigh-ins, no dues, or fees, just individuals that understand. Join them at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays at the Pioneer United Methodist Church, 11338 Lincoln Way, or call Sherry at 530-921-8028 or go to oa.org.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave.
That's my son Jared, but the world knew him as recording artist Juice WRLD. He released 4 studio albums, 9 EPs, 2 mixtapes, 35 singles, and is one of the most streamed artists ever. What the world didn't fully understand was the depth of his struggle with addiction and mental health. At the height of his fame, we lost him to an accidental drug overdose. I'm Carmela Wallace. I started Live Free 999 to remove the stigma and normalize conversations around mental health and substance abuse. I want to ensure that no other parent or loved one faces what I've faced.
Go to livefree999.org to find resources and learn more. If you or someone you know need urgent support, text LF999 to 741741.
This is Stephen Hill. Catch Hearts of Space, Sunday nights at 8, here on the all-new FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI. The same voice of the foothills, more powerful than ever.
Row by row. Hey, we're back on the radio show.
You still have a few minutes to call in your name?
Yes, you do.
Call in your number?
At 530-885-3565.
And get a chance to win a gift certificate from
Green Acres Nursery and Supply.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. And you do need to come into Green Acres at Isley's to pick up your gift card, but then you may use it at any of their other locations.
That's right.
Yep, and just while we're in the thick of things here, I will announce again that the Auburn Garden Club is having their annual fundraiser Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 1 at the Mount Vernon Grange Hall, which is on Bell Road.
Yep.
So go check it out.
Go check it out next weekend, next Saturday at 9 to 1. Okay.
Yep. And there's going to be perennials, bedding, vegetables, trees, et cetera.
And wild natives from Rob.
Yep. Rob Littlepage.
Yep.
Perfect. So.
Fun.
Yep.
All right.
I know. We've had lots of callers. We thank you all very much. We appreciate it. And we appreciate Green Acres Nursery and Supply for supplying our gift card.
Yes.
Because it's always fun to win a gift card.
It is.
Yep.
Yes, Jackie won last week, and she was so happy.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. You were there when she came in to get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was so happy. You know, they have a huge amount of outdoor living stuff at the larger Green Acres stores.
Lila needs us.
Oh, okay.
I have four names for you.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I have Peggy.
Peggy.
Sherry. Dell.
Sherry Dell.
And Gary.
And Gary.
And Gary.
Okay. Nice.
I know. We're liking it.
Yeah.
We're liking it.
All right.
Tis the season to be planting. Fa la 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 la. Yep.
Dig, 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 dig,
dig, dig, dig. I know. That's what I'm just thinking in my head. Dig in your garden. La 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 la. Yep, that's what my little girl's doing today.
Nice.
Yeah, she's getting prepping her, she has grow beds, grow boxes.
Yep.
And they're prepping them today.
Yep.
Getting ready for their summer garden.
And it's really important to amend your soil every season because the plants do use up the nutrients in the soil. And the worms in soil, microorganisms break down the soil so that your soil shrinks and you need to replenish it.
And the most important, one of the most important things to add to your tomatoes and peppers in your garden is egg lime.
Yes.
Yep.
I have sold so many bags of egg lime this week.
You have.
Yes.
Yep. And it's good to put it in when you first transplant your plants. Just because you want your tomato plants and pepper plants to suck it up, and then hopefully you don't end up with blossom end rot.
Yep. So,
because that is lack of calcium.
We always used to recommend about a cup per plant, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And work it into the soil right in your planting hole. Don't just dump it in and then set your plant on it.
Right.
Work
you
it into the
stir
soil.
It up.
Yep. But when you're adding your fertilizer and all that stuff, add your lime.
Yep.
And it will prevent your blossom end.
Kind of like my little recipe.
Yes.
Yep.
I have two more names.
Okay.
Jerry A. and Liz.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you to all our callers.
Yeah.
It's so fun to get to know you over the last, 20 years?
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. We still don't know when we started.
We don't. And we don't know when we're going to stop either.
That's right. Yes, someday it will be inevitable.
Oh, there they are. Yep.
Coming back by.
Waving back by. Yep. Connie gets the coming and we get the going.
That's right.
Yep. They're going home. They've been to the market. And that's where Cindy and I are headed after this radio show.
I was thinking next weekend, I don't have to. I work till at 10. We might have time to run out to the Auburn Garden Club
thing
on Bell Road for a few minutes. You might. You could go longer. I would just have to leave to go back to work. Yeah. Anyway, you know, that is a fun event. The farmer's market is a fun event. There's nothing on our calendar today.
I know. Yeah. The Master Gardeners are giving you the day off today, folks.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a holiday.
It's a holiday. Oh, well, it is for some.
Yeah.
I was covered in Facebook. Don't forget to put out, what was it? Cookies and ice cream for Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Don't forget to put out your cookies for Willie for today.
Is it his birthday?
No, but it's 420.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Yes.
There
okay.
You go. Now you get it.
Oh, I get it. Yep. I heard
Hello.
Them.
I got one more name.
Okay.
I have Daniel.
Daniel.
All right. There we go. I only have 6 more pieces of paper left. Oh, 7 more pieces of paper, so. Good thing we're coming to the end of the show.
Well, yeah, but she's answering the phone again.
I know.
I know. There's still 3 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
You might need to go get more. Oh, wait. You got more.
Yeah, I've got 7. Oh, I've got 8.
9.
Oh, my goodness. We've got plenty.
We've got plenty.
Yeah.
But you can still give us a call at 530-885-3565. Yep.
And, Soil Booster is a good product for amending your soil.
Yes.
It has chicken manure and mushroom compost and earthworm castings and all kinds of good stuff in it. If you have a big garden, yes.
I was going to ask, do you know what percentage it is of chicken?
I do not. I think it's like 15. I'm
okay.
Not sure.
All right.
But I think they told us about 15. But if you have a huge garden, of course, you can just buy a bag of worm castings and a bag of chicken manure and spray
it up yourself.
Yeah. So. Yes. Yes.
I know.
What are you thinking about?
Well, we're waiting for Lila because she's had another call.
Oh. Okay. I have 2 names.
Yeah.
I have Marie.
Oh.
And Marianne.
Marianne. And Marie. There we go.
It was really cute. Marianne called and wished me a happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was cute. I haven't been out to see them. Jerry, Marianne, I know you're listening now, so give me this week.
Good morning. Yes.
Yeah. I need to come out and say hi and tell y'all I've been up to.
Yeah.
Because I've been up to no good.
She is. She has been up to mischief.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Playing with the grandbabies and having little adventures. And
yep.
Yeah.
Had a great adventure. And
your friend Robbie's in town. And,
yep.
Yeah.
And Robbie's my Costa Rica buddy.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Time goes by quick, you guys. Just
it
remember
sure
that.
It sure does.
I'm getting ready for another trip.
Yep.
Don't quite know where I'm going yet, but I'm going to be going somewhere.
Somewhere.
That's right.
Doggone it. These trailer wheels are getting dusty.
They are.
Yeah.
I need to get out there and rotate them.
Yes.
On the pavement.
That's what a trailer's for, doggone it.
I know it.
But we had a lot of callers today.
We got to get you some time off here so you can go on a little road trip.
Hopefully starting in June, we can reduce my hours
a
little bit.
Head out somewhere.